Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's top news. And Democratic leaders in the U.S. Senate emerged from a budget meeting with President Obama on Wednesday, saying they've compromised on the president's plan. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the budget meets the president's objectives.
This budget will protect President Obama's priorities: education, energy, health care, middle class tax relief, and cut the deficit in half.
The Senate Budget Committee Chairman is Kent Conrad. He agrees with Senator Reid that Obama's getting virtually everything he's asking for.
We have attempted to preserve, and I think have preserved, the president's key priorities. That's what he asked me to do.
The president's priorities include a lot more spending on education programs, $634 billion for health care reform that will see a much greater government involvement in the health care system, as well as the president's energy plan, which the hallmark is a cap-and-trade system, which will force higher energy costs for industry as well as energy producers. And many experts believe that will mean thousands of dollars in additional costs for American energy consumers, just on electricity bills and even gas prices. Meanwhile, Senator Conrad says that the president's plan, as well as the one by Senate Democrats, also preserves the tax cuts for working Americans.
We have extended the middle class tax cuts, all of them, from 2001 and 2003. The president make work pay tax cuts are already provided for the next 2 years.
The president seemed to be pretty happy with the meeting as well, according to Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
The budget also fulfills his goal of cutting the budget deficit that he inherited in half over the course of his term in office.
But while there's a love fest on the left side of the aisle, not the same on the right side of the aisle. Just yesterday, House Republican leader John Boehner says the president's budget plan is simply irresponsible because of the huge deficits it forces on to today's Americans and future generations.
At a time when our economy is in serious recession, I think Americans deserve better. They need solutions, not distortions. The fact is, the president's budget spends too much, taxes too much, and it borrows too much.
And Virginia Republican Eric Cantor, who is the number two Republican in the House, says the American people realize this is not the best plan for America.
This budget is far out of the mainstream, and we wouldn't have to see a campaign to try and convince moderate Democrats to support this budget if it was reflective of the mainstream of this country.
The president, of course, made pitching his $3.6 trillion budget plan the hallmark of his Tuesday night press conference from the East Room. The president in that event saying that we need to see economic growth coming from all sectors of the economy.
When you have an economy in which the majority of growth is coming from the financial sector, then that's not a model for sustainable economic growth.
The president also says he needs to move forward with this budget plan to get the economy going on all cylinders. He also says in the end, despite $3.6 trillion in spending and massive deficits for at least the next decade, eventually his budget plan will reduce our deficit.
Both under our estimates and under the CBO estimates, we drive down the deficit over the first 5 years of our budget.
The president also made a vigorous defense of his plan to reduce the amount of tax deductions that wealthier Americans can take from charitable contributions. We'll get insight into that aspect of the president's budget plan with Bill Ahern of the Tax Foundation a little bit later in the hour. Also today, with four past Medal of Honor winners at his side, President Obama Wednesday laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. The ceremony was part of National Medal of Honor Day. The event honors the living recipients of the award, which is the highest of its kind awarded by the U.S. military. At Wednesday's event, 35 of the 98 living recipients gathered and were personally greeted by the president. North Korea has reportedly positioned what is believed to be a long-range ballistic missile on its launch pad for an early April launch. U.S. officials refused to dispute the report from a Japanese news agency. One unidentified official told reporters, quote, "I'm not going to steer you away from what's been reported." Pentagon spokesman Colonel Gary Keck would only say he wouldn't comment on specific intelligence matters. North Korea has said it would launch a satellite sometime between April 4th and April 8th. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is blaming an insatiable appetite for drugs in this country for much of the violence gripping Mexico. Clinton says the U.S. bears a co-responsibility in the situation that has led to the deaths of police officers, soldiers, and civilians. She made the remarks as she sets out on a two-day visit to the country, where she'll talk about ramping up security along the U.S.-Mexican border with Mexican President Felipe Calderon. While traveling to Mexico City, Clinton told reporters the inability in this country to prevent weapons from being smuggled across the border has led to many of the drug-related killings in Mexico. She said it is unfair to entirely blame Mexico for its problem with drug gangs. Finally, on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial today up 90 to close at 77.50, the S&P 500 gaining 8 to 8.14, while the NASDAQ was up 12 to finish at 15.29. Oil was lower, falling $1.21 to $52.77 per barrel. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, protecting your identity, why the president's choice for ambassador to Iraq may be all wrong, and Obama going after tax deductions for charitable contributions. Stay tuned.